Last time, we discussed the issue of putting Oaf and Gvina on the same table together, putting Basar, putting meat, and Gvina and cheese on the same table together. We generally assume that there's an Isra Halah. There could be a Machlokes Beshamei Beis Hillel about Oaf, but we paskin like Beis Hillel, that it's also even to put chicken with cheese together on the same table, because there's a chashash, there's a concern that you either might eat the two of them together, or there's a concern that you might eat Basar v'cholav shenis bashlu biyachad. That's an Isra Daraisa. So it is an Isra of Halah. It's Asar to put the two items on the table together because we're afraid that you might come to eat them after they were actually cooked together. The Mishnah on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, we'll skip a little bit to this Mishnah, then we'll head back to Kuv Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis mentions that there are circumstances in which it's actually mutter to eat basar or gvina on the same table. Not for you to eat them together, but even if the basar and the gvina are on the same table together, that's not an iser. We're not concerned in certain circumstances that you'll eat the basar and the gvina together. Let's see the Mishnah on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis. Zorah adam basar gvina b'mitachas achas. The person can wrap meat and cheese in the same container, the same piece of cloth. Uvelvat shelo yu nogin zebaze, as long as they're not touching each other. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lo meshneach senoyim oklem al shulchan echad ze basar ze gvina ve'en choshin. So there are two halachas in the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah says that one is allowed to wrap the basar and the gvina and the mitachas achas in one container, as long as they don't touch each other. And then, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel adds that two achsanoim, two guests, can eat on the same table together. One is eating basar, one is eating gvina, and there's no problem. So that, obviously, is a very important halacha. That seems to indicate that you can be male basar ima gvina ala shulchan b'vas achas. There are two people here, but the basar and the gvina is on the same table. How's that mutter? Apparently, this is a new halachas. Let's see what the Gemara has to say about these two halachas. First of all, v'chinogeh zeh b'zeh mayhavi tzonein b'tzonein hu. Why should there be an iser to put the basar gvina b'mitachas achas if they nogeh zeh b'zeh, if they're touching each other? It's still only tzonein b'tzonein. Both items are cold. They're not going to be mavliya zeh b'zeh. They won't put an absorption one in the other. Amar abaye nehi the klipa loboy hadacha mi loboy. Maybe you don't need klipa. You don't have to take off the outer part of each item of the gvina or the basar to peel the basar or the gvina, because it's only tzonein b'tzonein. This is a halacha that we're going to get to later. The smallest kind of bliya that you can have in an item is a klipa. There's a klipa, and then there's kedei netila, and then we talk about bliya bakulo. So bliya bakulo, if you cook two things, cook basar and chalav together, we assume that there's a bliya bakulo, that it's absorbed completely into the other item. Sli, if you only roast the two of them together, that's the classical example that the Gemara talks about, the idea of kedei klipa, that maybe it's not necessary to it doesn't prohibit the entire item, it's not nivla bakulo, but it's nivla b'kedei klipa, it's nivla in the peelsworth, so to speak. Okay? The other case that they talk about is, let's say you have a hot item falling on a cold item. You have the cholav that's hot falling into the basar. So we assume, we'll get to this later in Mitzvah Shem, we assume tata or gavar, that the bottom item is stronger. So if the bottom item were hot, even if the top item were cold, the item falling in is cold, we assume that that's mavliya bakulo, that's like a bishul. That's because the bottom item is stronger. But let's say the top item is the one that's hot. So that's not going to be mavliya bakulo in the bottom. It's not going to cause an absorption in the entire food item in the bottom. But the Gemara B'Safam says, klipa mi'aboy. Ademekar le bola kedei klipa. When it's getting cold, it will be bolea a peelsworth. So we see again this idea that sometimes there's a blea of a klipa.
In Shabbos
as well. Right. Irui can be mevashel kedei klipa, pouring. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem as the year continues, hopefully. Abaye is responding that even if there's no negia, even if there is a negia, that might, if there is a negia, even though it's tzonein b'tzonein, you might not need klipa, but you do need hadacha. You have to wash the items off because they're touching each other. There's no blia, and there's no need even to take off the peel because there's no absorption even in the peel. But they are touching each other, so you have to wash the basar. It might have pieces of gvina on it, residue of gvina, residue of the basar can go on the cheese, so obviously you should have to wash each one of them off. That's the problem. That's why the Mishnah, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, says that one has to be careful if he's sorer, basar, gvina, b'mitachas achas, that they can't touch each other. They have to be in their own wrapper. If each one is in their own wrapper, even though they're situated in the same etpachas, the same container, there's no problem because we're not afraid that there'll be any kind of residue from one going on the other. So not only will you not need klipa, but you won't need hadocha either. We'll get to this gemara a little bit later on in a slightly different context, a very important principle. When do you need hadocha? When do you not need hadocha? Hadocha is clearly much less. There is no b'liya, but you still have to wash the two items together. When is it necessary? When is it not necessary? We'll get to it in Mitzvah Shem as the year continues. Let's move on to the second half of the Mishnah. Let's see what the Gemara has to say about the second half of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer shnei asanoim ochlem al shulchan echad b'chulei. Amar Reb Chanan bar Ami omer Shmuel lo shonu ela she'en makirin ze ze. Avo makirin ze ze osu. Shmuel has this halacha that which Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah says that shnei asanoim can eat together, there's no chashash, that's only if they don't know each other. If they're not makirin ze ze, but if they're makirin ze ze, it's a problem. Tani Nami Hachi, there's a bright that says the same. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Shnei Asanoim Shnei Arachu Lepundek Echad Zeba Min Atzofen Vezeba Min Adoram Zeba Bechatichosa Vezeba Begvinosa Ochlen Al Shulchan Echad Zeba Vezegvina Vein Choshishin. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the Braisa as well says that the Shnei Asanoim, if they come from different places, Zeba Min Atzofen Vezeba Min Adoram, meaning they don't know each other. If they're Eina Makirin Zezeh, so then there's no problem. The implication is, even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel would say that if they're makirin ze ze, it's taka osa. That's exactly what Shmuel had said. That's why the Brice is proving Shmuel's point. Continues the Brice of, lo osu ela betfisa achas. Lo osu ela betfisa achas. Chazal only prohibited the two achsanoim to eat together if it's betfisa achas. What does tfisa achas mean? So Rashi explains, ela betfisa achas, bekrach echad, bekerach echad. One bundle. If the food is in one bundle, what does that mean? We'll have to understand that Rashi a little bit more. So the Gemara asks, Tfisa achas al kadaitach? Tfisa achas? They only asked the tfisa achas. Obviously, that's osir. That's the only time that they asked it. If they're tfisa achas, if the gvin and the basar are in the same bundle. So says the Gemara, Ela ke'en tfisa achas. They asked ke'en tfisa achas. Chazal prohibited if it's ke'en tfisa achas. Poshup shot is Kain Fisachas means what? Makirin Zezeh. Kain Fisachas means it's like it's together. Makirin Zezeh, they know each other, so then we're afraid the bus and the Kavino are going to touch each other. It doesn't have to be Tfisachas Mamish, that it's Baguda Achas, as Rashi says, Bekrach Echad, even if it's Kain Fisachas. Meaning it's so close, it's too close for comfort, so to speak. They know each other, they recognize, they're familiar with each other, so we're afraid that the bus and the Kavino are going to touch each other. Then the Gemara has just one final question. Let's read the Gemara just for Shleima's purposes. Amalei Rav Yemar Bar Shlamiya Labaye Shnei Achenu Makpidin Ze Al Ze Mahu. Let's say you have two brothers. The brothers certainly know each other, but they're Makpid Ze Al Ze. They're having a fight. So they're Makir each other, but they don't like each other. So what's the halacha? So if you were to ask me, if you were to ask anyone, we'd say Shemi Mutter. They're never going to eat with each other. They're not going to share with each other. What does makirin zeze mean? They know each other well enough that what?
They won't be embarrassed from each other.
Exactly. The Shach in Yeridei and Simon Peches, in Sivkot and Gimel, the Shach says makirin zeze doesn't mean that they know each other. It means they know each other enough that they'll eat from each other. They'll share the popcorn together. Right? As they're watching the game, right?
The radio.
As they're watching the radio, right? As they're listening to the radio. You can't eat popcorn if you're listening to the game on the radio. Okay, whatever. They'll share the popcorn together. They'll share the food together. This one says, hey, you know, why don't you try this? Or even if they don't ask each other, they'll just eat off each other's plate. They feel so friendly with each other. That's what makirin zeze means. So if the achim are makpidin zeze, they're not going to eat off each other. They're eating at the same table because, okay, whatever. It's cheaper rent. I don't know. They happen to be together. But they're not happy with each other. So what's the halacha? So if you were to ask me, I'd say it's mutter. They're never going to eat off each other. A Malay, Abaye responded, Yomu kol asrikin asurin srike baitus mutarin? That's the answer. Well, what's going on here? What does srike baitus have to do with this case? So srike baitus is a halacha in psachim. The Gemara knew that the yeshiva was learning psachim, so they gave us an example from psachim. Right? So the halacha is that when a person makes a matzah, he has to do it in such a way that it's not going to become chametz, obviously. So a person is making some kind of a dough on Pesach, obviously he has to do it quickly. Because if he waits, if it takes more time, so then we're afraid there's a chashash that it's going to become chametz stick. So that's why the Gemara Pesachim says that one is not allowed to make srikim hametsuyorim b'Pesach. One can't make fancy kinds of cookies, right? Cookies on Pesach, because in the process of making the fancy form, it's going to take too long, the chashash is going to take too long, and as a result, it might become chametzik. That's the halacha. That normally, srikim mitzuyorim, one is not allowed to make on Pesach. But there was this guy named Baitus who invented the form? What do they call that? You know those
cutter.
The cookie cutter, right. He must have invented the cookie cutter. Said, you don't have to make the form. Because like if you make the form yourself, oh, this side is not so good, I'm going to cut it a little bit more and I'll figure it out. But if you have the form, boom. It just makes the cookie quickly, so there's no real problem. You make your dough and then you got all your cookies. You put them in the oven, that's it. It's as fast as matzah. So technically speaking, Baitus should have been able to make srikim on Pesach because there's no chashash that's going to become chametzik. But the Chachamim said even Baitus can't make srikim. Because Yomru kol asrikin asurin asrikin Baitus mutarim? People are not going to realize, not going to know the difference. They'll think if Baitus can do it, the Chachamim are not mocha and Baitus, so we can make srikim also. So Chazal said all srikim are usur, even srikim Baitus are usur as well. So this became the clarion call. Whenever we want to talk about a gzera below plug, we say Yomru kol asrikin asurin asrikin Baitus mutarim. We're not talking about srikin here, we're not talking about Pesach at all, but it's the same idea. That if we're going to allow the achim that are makpidim zel zeh to eat at the same table, so people are going to think there's no problem. Halah is mutter. Halah of basur gvina b'shulchan echad is mutter. So Chazal said, in all circumstances, we got to ask them. Okay, that's the maskara of the Gemara. The Gemara is a kasha. It deals with this a little bit further, but that's enough for us. Okay? That halah is usur. The Gemara concludes that halah of basur gvina b'shulchan echad is mutter, is usur, if they're makirin zeh zeh. That's the real reason. But the reality is that even if the makpidin zelzeh, as long as the makirin zelzeh, there's no way to be matir. If the people are not makirin zelzeh, there's no gzera below plug in that case. But achim is a situation where they are makirin zelzeh, they do know each other. So if we allow them to eat together in the same shulchan because they're makpidin zelzeh, people will think that even if someone is makirin zelzeh, they're not mak, but it's also mutter. So that's why for the achim, we're going to have to ask them as well. Yes, sir.
So, if the whole issue is what people are going to see and think, then people might not know that people, you know, to Kieran Zaza.
Right, but the problem is.
For anybody.
No, so people might not know. Kach Tiknu. Chazal said that if they're Makirin. I think brothers people know are definitely Makir each other. Brothers people will know. They know that the two are brothers. Two people from the street, so we're not so concerned about that. But brothers, there's more of a concern that's definitely a case of makirin zelzeh. So if we would be mata just because they're makpidin zelzeh, so then people might assume that any case of makirin zelzeh would be mutu. So let's try to analyze this concept of tfisa achas. What does tfisa achas mean? What does ke'en tfisa achas mean? What's the difference? So we had Rashi. Rashi says Tfisa achas, the havin of the Gemara is bikrach echad, bikerech echad, aguda achas, one bundle. So the havin of the Gemara was b'tfisa achas means one bundle. The maskona is ke'en tfisa achas. What does that mean? So presumably it means makirin zaza. Doesn't have to be baguda achas. As long as the two individuals know each other, there's still going to be a problem. Chazal would be gozer halo. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos in his first approach seems to say something a little bit different. He quotes the Yesh Mefarshim later that's more similar to Rashi. We'll get to the Yesh Mefarshim later. Let's look at Tosfos first approach. Ke'en tfisa achas. If there's something separating between the two individuals, that's not ke'en tfisa achas. Ke'ahid mesechta avodah zorah b'perek Rabbi Yishmael gabi avnei markulis da'amar kan b'tfisa achas kan b'shtei tfisos ve'echidamik yon de'ika gova b'ni u'b'ni. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah is talking about avnei markulis, a type of Avodah Zarah. There were stones there, and the Gemara is saying that if it's b'shtei tfisos, meaning if the stones have a hefsek, there's a hefsek between the stones. And what's the example? If there's a gova beni ubeni, if there's a tail, some kind of a mound between the two stones, so that's not avnei markulis. That doesn't have a shame Avodah Zarah associated with it. So the Gemara uses the concept of tfisa achas shtei tfisos. with the word tfisa. And Tosa says, look at what the word tfisa means over there. What does tfisa mean? What does tfisa mean?
Hefsik.
If there's a hefsik, if it's b'shtei tfisos, as opposed to tfisa achas, so then it's not. It doesn't have a shame of Arazara. It's not Avne Makulis. Avne Makulis, if all the stones are together. So tfisa achas in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah means below hefsik. Shtei tfisos means with a hefsik. It says Tosfos, l'gabei basa b'chol, it should be the same thing. Tfisa achas should mean without a hefsik. Without a hefsik. At least ke'en tfisa achas should mean, and maybe tfisa achas means more than that, but the maskon of the Gemara, ke'en tfisa achas should mean without a hefsik. So says Tosfos, l'fitzach nogin achshav, k'shezeh ochel basa v'zeh ochel gvina al shulchan echad, menichen lechem o kankan o shar kelim, l'hafzik b'intayim, o ochel al mapa acheres, l'havi ke'en shtei tfisos. So says Tosfos, based on this Gemara, what emerges is, when is the heter halah? We spoke about the isra halah. Now we're focusing on, when is it mutter to be malak gvina im abasa al shulchan echad? When is it mutter? Says Tosfos, there has to be a hefzik. Well, there has to be some kind of a heker. That's the other word. That's almost like a hefsik. There has to be some kind of a heker, some kind of recognizable simin to be mafsik between the two people. Lechem, kankan, a pitcher. Shar kelim, to be mafsik bentayim. You have to have some kind of a hefsik to serve as a heker, to serve as a recognizable separation, as a simin that they shouldn't eat together. Or each one eats on their own tablecloth. Mapa acheres. Says Tosfos, that's ke'en shtei tfisas. Tfisa achas, according to Tosfos, means below hefsik. If there is a hefsik, it's not ke'en tfisa achas, and that's going to be mutter. This is Tosfos' shita as to what tfisa achas means. Very interesting shita. Tosfos' examples of what you need as a hefsik are what? Lechem o kankan. What does that mean, lechem o kankan? Bread. The bread that they're eating from, the kankan that they're pouring from, is that going to serve as a hefsik as well? The Hagos HaShri quotes from the Or Zeruah that no. The Or Zeruah says that the lechem or the kankan has to be something extraneous, something that you're not using in the meal. If you're using it in the meal, what kind of a heker is that? The Hagos HaShri is in Simen Chof, right here on the Gemara. He quotes from the Or Zeruah that they have to have a lechem acher. There's a bread that you're eating from, but then there's another bread. You're eating from the rye bread, but you have an Italian bread. You're drinking from the Tropicana, but you have another pitcher. Or you put a heker that has nothing to do with the eating. But if you put a heker that has something to do with the eating, it can't be something that you're using in the meal. That's the Or Zeruah's chiddush here. That makes a lot of sense. Because what's the idea of putting the lechem or the kankan between the two people? That there should be a hefsik. But what does hefsik mean? Hefsik means there's something separating. But if you're using the item in the meal, that's not a separation. That's not a separation. It's not something extraneous. It's part of the meal. So how can that be viewed as a heker? How can that be viewed as a hefsik? That's the Or Zeruah's chiddush.
Hilchos Nida, the same thing. Right?
Hilchos Nida, we're going to get to it. Good. Right. There's a halacha that if someone's wife is a Nida, so aside from the Isabiyah, there are many harchakos, the Rabban and the Chazal instituted to separate from the two, because we're afraid that if they get too close together, it's going to lead to something that we don't want it to lead to. So one of the harchakos, the Rabban, is that the husband and the wife cannot eat together at the same table. Exactly the same thing, because we're afraid that they might eat together. It's not that one is going to eat bas and one's going to eat cholah. That's not the issue. It's not that we're afraid that they're going to mix and match the food. It's that we're afraid that it'll lead to a kiruv hadas, it'll lead to chiba yaseira, to a certain love between the two, a certain affection. They'll start to crack jokes, and who knows where that's going to lead in the future. A similar idea. But in that case as well, if you have the lechem or the kankan or a pocketbook, something extraneous, or they have separate placemats, that's the classical minig that many people have, they have separate placemats, so then it's mutter, because that's a recognizable simon that they know, these obviously are placemats that they normally don't use. They always eat with the placemats, so the placemat's not going to help. But if they only have placemats when the wife's Anida, so then that's okay. Well, we'll talk about later if there are other people eating at the table, so maybe the placemats are not necessary. Many posts are megal for that. So if they're eating alone, then they should have the placemats. But no one has to know that the wife's Anida, because if there are other people at the table, they invite guests for Shabbos, they don't need the placemats because there are other people at the table. We're not afraid that there's going to be that extra chiba between the husband and the wife because there are other people around. So we're not concerned that it's going to lead to anything. Yeah.
The preshah seems to suggest that a special kankan that like never gets used for any other purpose, even if you're using it, can still be a heck every day.
Why are you using it if it's never used for any purpose? I'm
no,
not
like
trying
a,
to
like
that
a really like it seems to be like a crystal vase or something like.
But you're using it in the meal.
Even during the meal, the you can be mechalik.
Because if you never use it, it's something special. And even if you're using it during the meal, it's so bizarre, so strange that
right.
It still functions as a shiur. Okay, that's a special halach. Okay. This idea, the idea of the Urzarua, based on the idea of the Urzarua, which I think makes a lot of sense in the first chat in Tosfos, we can be masig, we can raise a question against a comment that the Rashash has on the Mishnah. Rashash has a very interesting question on the Mishnah that we started with this year. The Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, which I'm sure when you read the Mishnah, you probably wondered about. Let's all turn back to the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. What does the Mishnah say? Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Kolabosa rosa levashel b'cholo chutzmi b'sar dogim v'chagovim, v'osa lahalos imagvina l'shulchan chutzmi b'sar dogim v'chagovim. Two halachas. It's also levashel basa b'cholav, aside from two exceptions, and it's also to be male magvin ala shulchan basar, aside from these two exceptions. What's strange about the Mishnah? The two babas of the Mishnah. What's strange? A new hand. Yes, Michael.
Changes the lashon.
Changes the lashon. He's talking about levashel basa b'cholav, and then he says lahalos imagvina. Who mentioned gvina? Let's talk about cholav. What happened to cholav? Is cholav such a bad thing? Who talking about cholav? Basa b'cholav. Legave Bisho, we talk about Levashel Basa B'cholav. Then, when it talks about the Yisra Allah, which suddenly change to Gvina. The Rashash noted that discrepancy. Everyone who reads the Mishnah has to think of that. It's an obvious question. The Rashash's conclusion, though, is a big chish. The Rashash says, Lule de Mistafina, he'd think that maybe the reason why the Mishnah says that Osa lahalos imagvina la shulchan, it doesn't mention cholav, is because maybe it's mutter to put basa with cholav on the same table. You know why? Because cholav is different than gvina. It's eaten differently than gvina, or it's drunk differently than you eat gvina. There's something special about the presentation of cholav on a table, which you don't have when it comes to gvina. What's different? It's in a jug. You can't put the cholav on the table. My kids do that a lot, but we don't like that, right? The chalav is in a container. It's not just on the table. So there's always a hefsek between the chalav and the basa. So what's there to be concerned about? Ask the Rashash. Maybe that's taka why the Mishnah says, dafka, it's also to be mala gvina with basa. Basa with gvina. Because there you won't have the hefsek. But if you have the hefsek, it's not ke'en tfisa achas, it should be mutter. That's what the Rashash says. That maybe tak it's mutter to put basa with cholav at the same table because the cholav is bekli, so there's a natural hefsek between the basa and the cholav. And the Sefer Darkei Tshuva, a beautiful sefer that collects a lot of the tshuvas, a lot of the svarim, the svaras of the achronim, he quotes the Rashash lahalocha. He quotes this svar. But at first glance, based on the Yarzarua, it's dach pilei ploy. Because the container of the cholav is nothing special. It's not a crystal vase that you have it in there, right? It's just a regular container. What does it say on it? I don't know. MS cholav, golden flow cholav, Delwood, whatever, right? It's a regular container. So what's the hecker? What's the hecker? When you're eating only milk, because you're eating your cereal and milk, you have the same container on the table. You're eating the basar, you're going to eat basar with the cholav in the same container? That's not a hecker. It's not recognizable because it's not something special. So even though the Rashash is a good deal from the Mishnah, his conclusion seems a little bit perplexing. It seems a little bit strange. So it is true that the Darkei Tshuva quotes him, lahalocha, but it's according to the Urzarua, it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush that should be true. Mahalach, I think perhaps it's better to be machmir, that one should have a heker in addition to the container of the cholav. If you're going to have cholav together with the basar on the table, someone is eating parav but he's drinking milk, and someone else is eating meat. If they do know each other, they should have a special kind of a heker, not just the container of the cholav. Yes.
Just say that the container of the milk is like practically the milk itself. It's like,
right. You're saying
you can't have it separately.
So it shouldn't be called a hefsek?
Yeah, it's not a hefsek at all.
Mm-hmm. But it is separating between the chalav and the basta. If it would be a heker, I wouldn't treat the container as the milk itself. Let's say I take the milk out of its container, put it in a special container, a different container. So even though you can't drink the milk without the container, you can't have the milk on the table without the container, I would say that's a heker. So it's not really a function of it being bottled to the milk. You're saying because it's special to the milk, that's why
right.
It's bottled to the milk.
It's like a hefsek, but not heker.
It's a hefsek, but not... That's different than what you were saying before.
If you put the meat on the container, then it wouldn't be... Well, I don't think it would be.
It is a hefsek, because physically
right.
It's separating, but it's not a heker because it's not something special.
Right.
I thought you were saying something more, that if that container... is normally what we keep the milk in,
like
so since that's mule to the milk, it's not even called a container, it's bottled to the milk. So I don't know if I go that far. Still is a hefsek. Physically, the milk and the meat are not going to be touching each other. But the question is it a good hefsek if it's not a heker? Al pidin, is it called a good hefsek? Okay, yeah.
Does Tosos agree with the whole makirin zeh thing? Or is because...
So that's what's interesting. That leads us to the Yesh Mefarshim, the next sheet of Tosis. Let's continue with the Tosis. Look at the second sheet. The first sheet that doesn't seem to be talking about Makirin Zezeh. The Yesh Mefarshim says Tosis, Lo Asuel Betfisa Achas, Kolomo Shehen Bohotsoa Achas, Kigon Achim Shekonu Esuel Betfisas Habayis, the Yesh Nochlin. Tfisas Habayis means that if there's a Yerusha from the father, so it's together. Whatever they're Kone before they divide the Yerusha, that's called Tfisa Sabayis. That's like a Hotzah Achas, they're buying things together. So the Havamin, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, is that Tfisa Achas means they're buying it together. The two people are buying supper together. One wants to eat milk, one wants to eat flesh, so they go. One will go to time out. Is it still called time out? What? Lekoma, I'm sorry, Lekoma. I'm a little out of time. Okay. It used to be called George's in 1970. But okay. Okay, whatever. No. So they go to one place to buy the milchigs, they go to one place to buy the fleishigs, and one of them doesn't have money. So one of the roommates is buying for both. It's bought b'hotzah achas. They're buying the meal together with the same money. So you would think in such a case they shouldn't eat together. Upar tfisa achas salkadaitach, mali b'hotzah achas, mali b'shnei hotzahs. What's the matter? They're buying it together. In makirin zeh, it should be a problem whether it's b'hotzah achas, b'shnei hotzahs. Thus, it shouldn't matter. Umishani ke'en tfisa achas, the hainu shemakirin zeh. The yisod is really ke'en tfisa achas. It's not tfisa achas mamish, that the only time it's osur is hotzo achas. Ke'en tfisa achas. The yesh mefarshim seems to assume, well, what's the Gemara saying when it says v'lo osur ela betfisa achas? The Braisa is contrasting the beginning of the Braisa. The Braisa had said, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds that if the shnei achsanim come from Safon and Doram, Zeba b'chatichos of a zeba b'gvinos. So each one is coming from a different place. What's the significance of saying one comes from the north, one comes from the south? Who cares? If they don't know each other, they're coming from different locations, so then it's mutter for them to eat together. V'lo asu ela b'tfisa achas. They only asked, Chazal only prohibited them eating together. If what? B'tfisa achas. What's the contrast that the Bryce is setting up? That if they don't know each other, it's mutter. But b'tfisa achas, it's asu. So what's the posh pshat? But Tfisa Achas is a contrast, it's the opposite of Ena Makirin Zezeh. If they do know each other, then it's also. Zok B'yesh Mefarshim, the Havamina was Tfisa Achas is not only are they Makirin Zezeh, they even bought the items together, the Hotzah Achas, they spent the money together. Kamash Moroka and Tfisa Achas is the problem, as long as the Makirin Zezeh, even if they didn't buy the food together, so what? It makes a lot of sense. That's really what the Braisa is saying. It's contrasting Ena Makirin Zezeh with Makirin Zezeh. Says Tosus, Sulaperish Zeh, according to the Yesh Mefarshim's Shad, Lo I recall she emutu lechol al shulchan echa b'shvil hefzik shebein time. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, there's no way to be matir with a hefzik. If they're makir and zeh, there's no hefzik. You see, Tosfos assumed in his first Shad that ke'en tfisa achas means what? Without a hefzik. If ke'en tfisa achas means without a hefzik, so then as long as you put the lechem or the kankan, something recognizable, that's enough of a hefzik, and then it's mutter, even if makirin zezeh. Tosfos understood, what does the Gemara mean when it says, v'lo asu ela betfisa achas? Let's learn up a Gemara properly. What does v'lo asu ela betfisa achas, according to Tosfos, mean? It's an additional point. First of all, it's asur if makirin zezeh. If zebab and adam, zebab and atzav, and they come from different places, then it's takamutah. If they be makirin zezeh, then it's going to be asur. Velo asu, and in addition to that, Chazal didn't prohibit, even if it's makirin zeseh, Chazal didn't prohibit, unless there's no hefsik. It's an extra point. It's not contrasting the first part of the brisa. It's an extra point. That even if makirin zeseh, if it's not ke'in tfisa achas, it's also going to be mutter. If there's a hefsik maintain, even if they do know each other, it's still going to be mutter. Two different points in the brisa. By contrast, what the Eshef Hashem is saying is that Ke'en Tfisa Achas is just modifying the Brayse. It's just explaining what we said before. If the Bamanat Safon and Bamanat Daran, they come from different places, they don't know each other, then it's going to be Mutter. But if it's Betfisa Achas, Dos Mein, they're Makirin Zezeh, if they know each other, then it's going to be Aser. The Brayse is reading very easily, according to the second Pshat of Tosfos, that there's a contrast setting up. Do they know each other, or do they not know each other? If they don't know each other, it's Mutter. If it's Ke'en Tfisa Achas, meaning that they do know each other, it's a problem. According to the first Pentateuch, v'lo asu ela ke'en tfisa achas is an extra point. You want to tell me that if the makirin zeh it's aser? No, even then, there could be a heter. If it's not betfisa achas. If there's a hefsek. So that's what it seems that the Yeshu Farshim and the first Pentateuch are disagreeing about. How to understand this extra line of the Brayse, v'lo asu ela betfisa achas. Is this an extra point? That in addition to the heter of Eina Makirin Zeh Zeh, there's also a heter even if the Makirin Zeh Zeh, if there's a hefsik? Or is Velo Asu Ela Betfisa Achas just a contrast to the first part? If there are Eina Makirin Zeh Zeh, then it's Mutter, but if it's Betfisa Achas, meaning there are Makirin Zeh Zeh, then it's Asa. Says Tosus, according to the Yeshu Farshim, there should be no heter with a hefsik. What's the heter with a hefsik? The Brice didn't even talk about a hefsik. There's nothing to do with the hefsik. The Brice is just saying, according to the Yeshu Farshim, that if the Makirin Zeh Zeh, it's Asa. If there ain't no Makirin Zeh, it's Mutter. But by Makirin Zeh Zeh, there is no Heter. What could be the Heter? The Brisa didn't talk about it. Tosus thought Tfisa Achas is talking about Hefsek. Tfisa Achas is without a Hefsek. And Tfisa Achas, right? Without a Hefsek. Shaloka and Tfisa Achas is with a Hefsek. So that's what the Brisa says. Then I have a Mukker for the Heter. But if the Brisa doesn't say it, where's the Mukker? Where's the Mukker? Where's the beef, right? Where is the Mukker for this Hefsek? If the Brisa doesn't say hefsek, if Tfisa Achas doesn't mean hefsek, then there is no mokra for that. It says Tosus, according to the Yesh Farshim, there would be no heter, the Makirin Zeh Zeh, there would be no heter to eat together. Okay. Beis Yosef, in Hilchas Suda, in Arachayim, at the end of Siman Tufayim Gimel, Beis Yosef points out that the Rif and the Rambam, when they write over this Brisa, they leave out the part of the lo asu ela betfisa achas. They don't mention anything about tfisa achas. Very strange. The Brisa says it, but the Rif and the Beis Yosef, the Rif and the Rambam leave it out. What's pshat? Why did the Rif and the Rambam leave it out? So the Beis Yosef suggests maybe they leave it out because they learned like the Yesh Farshim. They learned like the Yesh Farshim, which in fact is the simpler pshat in the Brisa probably. That Ke'en Tfisa Achas is just contrasting the case of Zeba Menatzaf and Zeba Menadara. So they felt, the Rif and the Rambam felt, they don't have to mention Tfisa Achas. It's clear, if you say that it's mutter for two people to eat together on the table, if they don't know each other, so clearly if they know each other, it's going to be asur. The Brisa explains more, but the Rif and the Rambam perhaps felt they didn't have to mention V'lo Asru Ela Ke'en Tfisa Achas, because that's licked in the verta from the Brisa. It's lying in the words of the Brisa. It's implied by the Brisa. So they quote the Lashon of the Brisa. They don't have to quote it in its entirety because it's obvious. It's obvious from the beginning of the Brisa that Shneach Sunam Shneisachol Lepundek Echad Zeba Menatzof and Zeba Menadaram. If they're coming from different places, they can eat together. Clearly, if they're not coming from different places, it's going to be us that have to eat together. But the Beis Yosef concludes that the Minhag HaOlam is like the first pshat of Tosis, not like the Yesh HaFarshim. The Minhag HaOlam is like the first pshat. And the Bach says, well, that's what Tosfos themselves say. Because Tosfos says in the first pshat, what does Tosfos say in the first pshat to imply that the Minhag is like his first pshat? Ulefikach Noagin Achshav. So Tosfos obviously assumes that that's the Minhag. He quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, he quotes, yeah, there happens to be another pshat. But Tosfos clearly assumed that the Minhag was like his first pshat. That with a hefsek everything is great. That's what the Beis Yosef and the Bach conclude, that the Minhag HaOlam is like the first pshat, even though the Rif and the Rambam, by leaving out V'lo Asru Ela B'Tfisa Achas, seem to imply that they followed the Yesh Mefarshim, that the Brice is not mentioning another point, that even with Makir and Zeh Zeh, as long as there's a Hefzik, it's okay. The Brice is just contrasting that if they don't know each other, it's Mutter, but if they know each other, it's going to be a problem. What's strange is that why is it that the Minhag HaOlam is like the first pshat? That with the hefsek everything is okay. Before the second pshat, the pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim seems more mistaber in the Gemara. It seems to be what how Rashi was learning also. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is telling me that if there's a brice in the Gemara, if they're not makirin zeh, it's mutter. Lo asru ella betvisa achas. So you think that's an extra point? It's a simple lotion of the brice is that the Tana is contrasting tvisa achas to a case of zeba minatzavim v'zeba minadara. So why should we learn? Why should the Minhag HaOlam be like the first pshat in the Gemara? Okay, so Tosus quotes a Gemara. Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun, Tfisa Acha sounds a little bit like what he's saying. But that's not the mashmos of the Braisa right here in Chulin. So why should we follow the first pshat in Tosfos? Shouldn't we follow the Yesh Mefarshim? Shouldn't we follow Rashi? The maskon of the Gemara, Ken Tfisa Achas means what? Makirin Zezeh. That should be what it means. It means that Ken Tfisa Achas means without a hefsek. That's what Ken Tfisa Achas means. When does it say in the Gemara? Yeah.
Because what's the whole lashon? We were discussing Makirin Zedzeh and then Dara Masafo, and now you're all of a sudden switching lashon to Tefisa. Must be talking about something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe. The Gaon in the Bir Agro in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Peches of Cotton Bays makes reference to a Gemara in Shabbos. And some of the Svarim explain that the Bir Agro wants to give us a perish as to why we pass them like the first pshat and Tosfos, not the second. What is this Gemara in Shabbos? The Gemara in Shabbos brings up the issue of Nida that was referenced earlier. Gemara says, Ibailahu, Nida mao shetishin and bala, hi bevigda vehu bevigda. It's a mutter for a Nida to sleep with her husband in the same bed if they're wearing different clothing. Right, the question is, what's the harchoka? Is there an isser? Is there any din harchoka? Is it an isser derabonon? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma Ha'of Ole Im Hagvina La Shulchan Ve'Eino Nechal Divrei Beishamai Beisil Omrim Lo Ole Ve'Lo Nechal. Rav Yosef quotes the Mishnah Kuv Dalan Beis, the Mishnah that we know and love, right? Machloket Beishamai Beisilel, that one is not allowed to be Malak Vina Im Hashulchan according to Beisilel. That's how we pass him. Beishamai disagrees, but we pass him like Beisilel. There's an Isser Halah. So presumably he's quoting from the Isser Halah to bring a Raya that the Nida should not be allowed to sleep with her husband in the same bed, because again, you're putting the two people together, we're afraid that there might be some kiruv, they might come closer, just like we're afraid in the case of the Gavina and the Basa, that they might come closer. So the Gemara responds that it's no raya from Basa B'cholav to Nida, because Shani Hosam Deleka Deis. In the case of Halah, it doesn't say that there are two people. Sounds like there's one person who's eating at the table. He has basar and gvina at his table, and he's eating at the same table. There aren't deos, there aren't two different people. But maybe in the case of Nida, since there's a husband and a wife, and there are two different deos, two different opinions, so to speak, deos is just a way of saying two different people. So because they're two different people, they'll remind each other not to do an issa. The problem of halah is gvina and basar ala shulchan, is because there aren't deos. There's one individual eating one item at a table that has a different item on it. So he doesn't have deos. There's no one to remind him not to mix the milk and the meat together. That's why maybe we're afraid. Says the Gemara, Hachanami mistaber the hecha deika deos shiny, and it's mistaber that if there are two different individuals, it's takam mutter. The Tani Seifa, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shnei Asinoyim, Mokam al Shulchan Echad, Ze Ochel Bosa, Ze Ochel Gvina, Vein Choshen. The Gemara says, and I'll bring you a raya that deos makes a difference, because there is a Mishnah on Kuv Zayin Abayz that says that sometimes halah is mutter. When is it mutter? Shneach senoim, if there are two people. So that proves that deos makes a difference. On Kuv Dalet there aren't any deos, Kuv Zayin there are deos. That's the chilek between the two of them. Says the Gemara, V'lav itmar halah, Amar Rav Chonin, Ami Amar Shmuel, Oshonu el Hashem Makirin Zeseh, Aval Makirin Zeseh Asurim. It says the Gemara, just one second, but you didn't mention the Gemara on Kuv Zayin. The Gemara Kuv Zayin says that the chilek is not between deos or not deos, it has to be that they're not makirin zeh. If they're makirin zeh, it's going to be usur even if there are deos. I hope the husband and the wife know each other, right? So deos is not going to help me if they're makirin zeh. V'achanami makirin zeh ninu. So the Gemara concludes, hachi ashta hasam deos ika shinui leka, hacha ika deos v'ikashimin. Here there are two things. It's very dim, right? There's deos and shimin. There are two people, plus there's a heker. They're sleeping in their own clothing. So because they're sleeping in their own clothing, that's the heker, in addition to the deos, that they'll be able to remember not to do any issur. So the maskon of the Gemara seems to be that deos and shinui is pretty significant. If you have both elements, you have two individuals, and there is a heker, so then it's going to be mutter. Now, don't jump so far. The reality is, I didn't give you the whole Gemara to read, but the maskon of the Gemara is that, in terms of sleeping together, the husband and the wife are not going to be able to sleep in the same bed together, even if they're sleeping in their own clothing. But the Gemara later on explains that that's for a special halacha. Not because this is really wrong, the svara really is right. But there's a special halacha, a special pasuk. Lo sikrivu legalis erva. Lo sikrivu legalis erva tells me that you're not supposed to do a maisa that's going to come to gili erva. So apparently Chazal understood sleeping together in the same bed, even if they're in the same clothes, that's like a kareva la rayos. That's a problem. We're afraid that it's going to lead to gili erva, and that's going to be awesome. But if not for the din of lo sikrivu, if we wouldn't be afraid of that pasuk, so then this really would be shaykh. This svara would apply. That if you have deos and shinui, if you have two different people, and there's some kind of heker, there's some kind of recognizable act that they do, or dressing in a certain way, or you have something special there is a shinui, so then we wouldn't be afraid that there'll be any mixing and matching between the two people. That's what prompts the Mordechai in Shabbos, he quotes the Smag to say that even if a husband and a wife who's in Nida are not allowed to sleep in the same bed together, even if they're in their own clothing, there is a shinui, but they are allowed to eat together at the same table if there's a heker between the two of them, because lo sikrivu legalis erva doesn't apply if they're eating at the table. It's not so close. Aye, but you're afraid it might lead to something? Regarding that, deos and shinui is enough. Deos and shinui is enough if all they're doing is eating together at the same time. Sleeping in the same bed, that we're not going to be matir. That's too far. But if they're only eating together at the same table, and there's a heker, that's mutter, why? Based on the Gemara Shabbos. There's deos and shinui. They're two different individuals. They can remind each other, and there's the heker, which helps them also remember that she's a nida, and there's going to be a problem. So what's the Bir Agra quoting this for our Gemara? Isn't this talking about Nida? The answer is no, it's not only talking about Nida. We quoted Basar B'Cholav also. Maybe that's the idea. Roy is quoting this Gemara to say that's why we passed in like the first day in Tosfos. Even if you'll tell me against Eddie that the Pashup shot in the Gemara in Chulin and Nafkuf Zayin Obeis that Tfisa Achas doesn't mean lack of Hefsik. Even if we'll say that the Yesh Mepharshim is right, that Tfisa Achas means Makirin Zezeh, but we still have a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that when we're concerned about mixing two items together, as long as you have two elements, you have deos and shinui, you're home free. So that could be the source for the minig, that even if people are makirin zeh, they know each other, we still allow them to eat basar and gvina on one shulchan as long as there's a hefsek. Because you see from the Gemara in Shabbos, that with deos, even if they are makir and zezeh, if you also have a shinui, you have deos plus shinui, that's okay. So in the case of basa b'cholav, deos plus shinui should also work. Okay, so this could be a good explanation to try to reconcile it, to try to justify the minig that we assume if you have a heker, if you have a recognizable separation between the person eating basa and the one eating cholav, then there's no issue. This Gemara in Shabbos, if we assume that this is the source for the minig, this can help us explain something else as well. There's a machlokas haposkim. Does a heker work when it comes to basa b'cholav for a yachid? Does a heker work for one individual? If he's eating at the table, he's eating one item, he's eating basa at the table, he happens to have cholav at the table as well. Does heker work for him, or does it only work for the shnei achsonai, for the two individuals? The Sefer Bari HaShulchan, written by Rav Feivel Cohen, this is the first time that we're looking at the Bari HaShulchan together. It's a mammoth work. It's like a Mishnah Brua on Hilchas Basa B'Cholav. Amazing work. So the Sefer Bari HaShulchan in Simen Peches, Katan Yudali, quotes from the Chachma Sadam, that heker works even for an individual, even for a yachid, not only for if you have two people eating at the same table, but even for a yachid. But the Sefer Daki Tshuva quotes Chokim on the Chachmas Adam. They're opposed to arguing with the Chachmas Adam. Why do they argue with the Chachmas Adam? Because they say, look, the Mishnah, the Braisa says Shnei Ach Sinoi. Why should I assume that Hekka works by a Yachid, by an individual? Hekka works by two people. I don't have any source to say that Hekka should work by an individual. And the truth is, since I mentioned the Gemara and Shabbos at the outset, before I quoted the Shita, you probably wondered, how is there even a Havamin of the Chachmas Adam that a Hekka should work by a single individual? Well, that's Taka what some Achronim say. The Bar Yashochan in his Tziunim in Sivkot Lamed Beis quotes from the Ravon, who's actually one of the Rishonim, who says, forget the Gemara and Chulin, forget the Mashmos of the Gemara and Chulin. You want to say, oh, the case is Shnei Ach Sinoim, the case is only two people, so maybe Hekker only works in that circumstance. I have a Gemara and Shabbos that says it Mefurish. The Gemara and Shabbos says the only time that a Hekker will work, bein by Basu B'chola, bein by Ishtonida, is if there's Ikedeus. It's not enough to have a shinui. I need deos too. I need two people. It's mefurish there. From the Gemara Chulin, you have to be medayek. You have to be, oh, it's talking about Shnei Ach Sinoim, so maybe it's only by two people. Zok the Ravon, the Gemara Shabbos says mefurish that you need deos. It has to be two people. It's not enough to have a heker. So the postman at the Dr. Tshuva quotes seem correct. That's what the Ravon, I mean, the Ravon didn't have a Dr. Tshuva. The Ravon was a Rishon. Dr. Tshuva is a late Achron, right? But the Ravon said earlier that of course it only works with two people. You can't have a Hekker with only one individual. And for the same reason, the Bar Yashulchan at the end of Sivkot and Yudalit says, he quotes Poskim, who say that if you're eating together with a non-Jew, or you're eating with a Katan, the Katan or the non-Jew, that's not called Deos, because they're not sensitive to the Isser that you're sensitive to. Deos means that there are two individuals who are sensitive to the Isser and Vav, whether it's Basu B'chala, whether it's Nida, and they'll remind each other. A Nochi is not going to remind the Yisrael, the Katan is not going to remind the Gadol, they just don't know well enough. So that's like eating alone. And eating alone, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, what should come out is Hekker is not going to help you. Because Hekker is only part of the story. You need both Hekker and Deos, two individuals, to make the Hekker really work, to make it that they'll actually remind each other, and they won't come to violate any kind of an issue. Yes?
With the Rosh Hashanah, it seems like he's going that there's a Hekker by the Mishnah, because he makes a chiluk between the Hefsek and the...
And is the Rosh Hashanah assuming that there are two people or only one person? The Mishnah there is not talk, does not mention Shnei Ach Sinoim.
Right,
so it would sound like a Hekker would work even by one, right?
He almost says it in the forest, because of course he says, just like the Gemara on Kuf Zayin, it says Ken Tfisa.
But yet the Mishnah Kuf Gimel is talking about Yochid, so that's what you're saying, that a Hekka would work even by Yochid.
Right, so maybe the first
Pshat. Okay, Epshin. Okay, so that's what the Gemara and Shabbos tells us. You need both items. With a Yochid, Hekka is not going to work. So what does the Yochid do? I mean, how can he eat Basar or Cholav if he has Gevina in the house? So of course the simple answer is, he can eat Basar if he takes the Gevina off the table. Let him put it back in the fridge. It doesn't have to be sitting on the table. That clearly is the solution. Let's say he has no fridge. Let's say he has no place to go. He's in a situation where there's a table, and he doesn't want to put it on the floor. It's dirty on the floor. Is there some kind of a heta for the yochid if he's at the table and he wants to keep the gvina and the basar at the table, but somehow obviate the issue of basar b'cholav, of being mala basar macholav al hashulchan, without actually taking it off the table? Is there any heta? Well, we did mention a shita that assumes that Hekka doesn't work. So if we assume that Hekka doesn't work by Yochid, that's very similar to the Shita that says that Hekka doesn't even work by two people. So let's examine what some of the poskim say about that Shita. Maybe we'll apply that to Yochid as well. Right? You hear what I'm trying to do over here. If you assume, like the poskim, that Hekka doesn't work by Yochid, but yet we're trying to figure out, is there any other option for him? So we did have a Shita that says that Hekka doesn't work by Chlal, doesn't even work by two people. Which Shita is that? Yesh Mefarshim. So let's look at what the poskim say about the Yesh Mefarshim. Maybe we can extrapolate to Yochid as well. So there's a Bach. The Bach in his commentary to the Tur. Which page is that on? In the packet?
Four.
Umatzasi. The Bach says, Matzasi. The Moreno Harav Reb Shlomo Luria. He found that the Marshal has biurim on the tour. The Bach says he found the Marshal says Shakosav nearly harchoka tzarech ad kan lashoni. The Marshal says you need harchoka, you need distance. Now, what's Marshal talking about? So says the Bach, Sfira le leharav. He thinks what the Marshal means is leman de machmer ki yesh omrim, a person who's machmer like the yesh omrim, like the yesh mefarshim. Aval pi de ein heter beheker lechem okan kan aval beharchoka bechadesh lo yivshol yado lechol im chavero vada shari. Zop the Bach, he thinks what the Marshal meant is that even according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that Hecker doesn't work for two people, but as long as he puts the Gvino or the Basar far away, you can't get there. It's a big table. Like they give you big tables in the dormitory. It's a big table, you can't reach across to the other side of the table. Well, let's say one of them is sitting on at the edge of a long table. Forget about the width of the table. So a long dining room table. There's a long dining room table, even if one person is eating. Let's say the family just went shopping and they bought a whole bunch of things and they left the cheese on the side of the table, or this person's in the middle of eating his meat and they just came in with the cheese and they left. He's going to clean off the table when he finishes. He's going to put the things away when he finishes eating. Does he have to get the gvina off the table? Well, if it's at this far end of the table, he can't reach to get the gvina. We're not afraid he's going to stand up and walk over to get the gvina. He's going to stand up to walk over to get the cheese. Zof the Marshal, that's no problem. Even according to the Yeshua Farshim, who assume that Hekka doesn't work, Harchaka does work. Hekka doesn't work, but Harchaka could work.
It says with different call.
Even the Yeshua Farshim.
Would it work by the first person?
So the Bari HaShulchan suggests in his Biurim. Did I give this to you? I'm not sure if I gave this to you. The Bari HaShulchan in one of his Biurim there on page Mem Zayin. I didn't even give you that page. He raises a question. Okay, the Bach quotes the Marshal about the Yesh Mefarshim. Does that apply to Yochid or does that not apply to Yochid? Would you say that if a Yochid is eating at the table, not two people. The Yachid, the case I gave you was actually Yachid, not two people. If a Yachid is eating at the table himself, would you say Harchaka is good enough? Even according to the Mefarsh and the Postman that the Darkei Tshuva quotes, that Hecker is not going to work for a Yachid. Hecker doesn't work for a Yachid because you don't have Deos. But maybe Harchaka is better. Should Harchaka work or should Harchaka not work? That's the suffix that the Bari HaShulchan raises. What's the suffix? Formulate the suffix for me. Should Hecker work or should Hecker not? Should Harchaka work or should Harchaka not work? Harchaka is clearly better than Hecker, but what's the shaila? Yes?
Whether Harchaka still needs data, whether it's only two people or whether.
But why?
Stronger.
Why? Why? Is Harchaka? Yeah.
Meaning, because Hecker, like innately, when you have Hecker, which you have Deos, it's like inherent in the two people because they're bouncing off each other. That's part of it. But Harchaka might be good enough just with one person.
Why is Harchaka good even by two people according to the Yesh Mefarshim? Why formulate the heter of this Harchaka? Why is Harchaka going to be a matir? Sim.
It's gonna prevent that from.
Better. What's it treated as? What could you say Harchaka is what? Who said that? I heard something. What? It's like two separate tables. It's not Shulchan Echad anymore. Maybe that's what Harchaka is doing. If that's the case, then even by Yochid should be good. Because no one says the Yochid can't eat Basar at this table if he has Gavina on a different table. No one says he has to eat in a different house. The Bari HaShulchan Safek is what is Harchaka accomplishing? Is it making it like Shtei Shulchanos? Or is Harchaka just a glorified kind of a hacker? It's a stronger kind of a hacker. Stronger kind of a hacker. Maybe a stronger kind of a hacker would work with Kulei Alma. Maybe Stam a hacker, a small time kind of a hacker, that's not so significant. Harchaka, if it's so far away that you can't even put your hand there, so maybe that the Yesh Mefarshim would be willing to be makel for. The Poshup Pshat is, Harchaka is something entirely different, because if we said the whole Pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim is that they assume Tfisa Achas doesn't mean hacker, so the Stam a Harchaka has to be something different. It has to be something Andrish. Might have to be something totally different. It's mistaber to say Harchaka is like Shulchan Acher. It's a different Shulchan. If that's the case, then even for Yochid it should work. The Bani Shulchan is not so sure. Maybe the Marshal just meant that even the Yesh Mefarshim will say Harchaka is like Hecker plus. It's a stronger Hecker. So maybe it'll work for Shnei B'nai Adam because you have Deos plus this stronger kind of a Heker, but maybe for a Yachid, maybe no Heker works for a Yachid since you don't even have the Deos, maybe the Heker is not going to work. But if you assume Harchak is something totally different, it's Shulchan Acher, so then maybe even for a Yachid it'll work because you don't need Deos and Shinui. It's not an issue of Shinui. It's that it's a totally different Shulchan. Maybe that's the suffix. Yes, Bart. That's a good question. Right, if you assume it's just a glorified Heker, it's a much stronger Heker, so why shouldn't they make a Gezerah below Pluga? I guess the answer is, you can see the difference. You can see the difference. If you look at the Srik and you don't know what's Srik Ebaitis, what's not Srik Ebaitis, here you see the difference. It's far away from him. So if it's far away from him, there's no chashash, there's no concern. And that's Nikar Lakol. It's recognizable that it's something totally different.
We're saying that the action of getting up to go get the cheese is enough of a hacker.
Right. That's a very strong hacker. So that strong hacker would work even if you take the approach of the Yesh Mefarshim, right? Even if you assume that a typical hacker doesn't work, but if it's so far away, even the Yesh Mefarshim would admit that that's a very strong hacker. But that might not work for Yachid. For Yachid, you could only say that it works for that this kind of a situation would work for Yachid if you assume Harchak is like Shulchan Acher. It's not actually a Heker, but it's much stronger than that. One final point. The Pesach Tshuva in Siman Peches, the Kotan Dal, quotes from the Maaseh Binyamin, one of the Gedolei Achronim, that going back to the regular case, let's say you have two Achsanoim that are Makir and Zehazer, they're sitting at the same table, they know each other. Let's say they don't have a Heker. They don't have something else. I don't know. They only have the food that they're eating. They don't have different placemats, and they don't have a kankan. They don't have lechem, whatever. Well, they don't want to have to bother to go get it. They have a mappa, but it's up in a different room. They don't want to have to run to it. Is there any heta for them to eat together? They're eating. One is eating basa, one is eating gvina. There are other people eating with them. The other people are guests. They don't know them very well. They're not going to eat from the same plate. But the two roommates, they could eat from the same plate. Is it mutter for the Shnei Achsanayim who are Makir and Zehazer to eat together if there are other individuals eating at the table? Another shayla. What do you think about that shayla? Till now we've talked about the issue of Heker. Machlokes Yesh Mefarshim, the first day in Tosfos where the Heker works. We quoted the Gemara Shabbos to explain a bit further that maybe Heker requires Deos as well, dafka two individuals. Then we talked about Heker by Yochid. We talked about Harchoka. Harchoka might be just a glorified Heker, or maybe it's Shulchan Acher, maybe it's even stronger. Now we talk finally about the issue of, let's say there were other people eating at the table. There's no Heker, but there are other people. Does that serve as a Heker? Does that function as a Heker? How does that work? Herschel.
Shmira. It would be a concept of Shmira.
Shmira.
It would be Ikadeos, and there would be a type of Shmira. These other people would be sort of referees to make sure that they don't mix the food.
Okay, so you're bringing up the issue as to whether a Shomer works in this case. I didn't want to even bring that up. That's Machlokas in the Poskim also. Because it could be that a Shomer doesn't work over here. It's a little bit beyond us. Some claim a Shomer doesn't work in this context because the Shomer is not involved in the eating itself. The Shomer is not, when we say that Deos works, that means that the people involved in the eating remind each other. If the Shomer is not involved in the eating, we're more concerned. We're more concerned, why? We find Shomerim in other areas. The answer might be, here, you need constant Shmira. They're constantly eating. So because they're constantly eating, you need someone to constantly remind each other. If there are other people at the table, they might get involved in conversation, and they won't remind the two individuals who are eating milchigs and fleishigs at the table. So here, there are some posting who actually say that Shmira doesn't work because here you need a constant Shmira, so only the individuals who actually are involved in eating of the basar and eating of the cholov, they can serve a Shomer, but other people will not be able to serve a Shomer. So I don't want to go to the Shomer angle. Okay, what else, Aryeh?
I mean, if you have the two people who know each other sitting next to each other, you have the guest as kind of a hanger between the two people.
Matov, that's certainly good. I'm talking about that the two people are sitting next to each other. The guests are not serving as a separation. If the guests are serving as a separation, that's the best hecker in the world. That's not even a hecker. That's what? Harchoka, right? You can't go through the guests to get to your gvina. That's certainly going to be okay. I'm assuming that they're, that the two individuals are sitting close to each other. They really could put the meat in the gvina, but there's this, there are these other people there. So the question is, the presence of the other individuals, does that somehow alleviate the situation or not? Michael?
I'm assuming because of the idea of Srika that we say that, oh, other people are going to get confused based off of the exception.
No, but if they're eating at the table, maybe that's somehow different. Maybe the situation is different. That's not that all the Srikin look the same. People looking from the outside at two individuals eating at the table might think it's mutter, but not if they're sitting at the table. They realize we're sitting at the table. We save them. One more, Yoni.
You mentioned the case of Rita, probably that a bunch of people are sitting at the table rather than one. I don't know if this touches on what Herschel was saying, but if it was a Shomer thing, or there's another aspect that if there are other people sitting at the table,
excellent. So the Pische Tshuva in Hilchas Nida actually quotes the same Masis Binyamin. This Masis Binyamin is actually not talking about Basa B'Chalav, it's talking about Nida. It happens to be quoted in Hilchas Basa B'Chalav also. It's an extrapolation that the Pische Tshuva is making. But the real Masis Binyamin is talking about Hilchas Nida. What does the Masis Binyamin say? That even though there's an Isser for a man to eat at the same table as his wife who's a Nida, but if there are other people eating there, it's okay. So the Pisrei Tshuva in Yeredeia in Hilchos Bas B'Cholav in Simen Peches, he suggests that the same should hold true based on the Masis Binyamin, the same should hold true Lagabe Bas B'Cholav. Is that really true? Is the connection really a good connection? Why is it mutter to eat at the same table as one's wife who's a Nida if there are other people at the table? Why? What's the problem when it comes to Ishto Nida? Why can't they eat together at the same table? Because we're afraid that they're going to share food? Is that really the issue? What's the problem? There'll be a Kiruv Hadas, there'll be a Chiba Yisera, there'll be affection between the two, and we're afraid it'll lead to something worse. Not just eating. We're not afraid they'll mix the Basar and the Cholav together. We're afraid it's going to lead to Bia, that they're going to... It's going to lead to something that we don't want it to lead to. The Kiruv Hadas! There's a special affection that a husband and wife have when they eat alone together. It's more romantic, if you will. But with other people there, there's no romance. Right? There are other people there. We're not afraid that they're going to feel something. They're going to feel extra affection. It's not going to lead to anything. When it comes to Basa B'Chalav, we're not concerned about Kiruv Hadas. That's not the issue. The issue is, if they're Makir and Zezev, they know each other well enough, they'll share. That's the issue. And the sharing itself is the problem. So, the fact that there are other individuals at the table, that's going to prevent them from sharing? Why? The other individuals aren't going to stop them. If you assume that shmir doesn't work in our context, so then they can't serve as shomer. If they can't serve as shomer, they're not going to stop them from sharing. They'll get involved in their own conversation. What they do accomplish is that there's no kiruv hadas. If there are extra people at the table, so the husband and wife don't have extra affection because there are other people, they feel inhibited. So, lagave ishto nida. If there are other people eating at the table, I can understand why it'll solve the problem. It'll help. But some want to suggest that the Pisrei Tshuva's extrapolation from Nida to Basa B'Cholav is questionable. Why should I say that the same Masis Binyamin applies to Basa B'Cholav? The issue in Basa B'Cholav is different than the issue in Nida. In Nida, we're trying to prevent there from being affection between the husband and wife. The presence of other individuals automatically takes away that extra affection that they have from eating together. But by Basa B'Cholav, we need more than that. If you assume Shmira doesn't work, we need more than that. We need a reminder. We need a heker that they won't share. If you assume that the only individuals who can remind each other are the individuals who actually are eating the Basar and the Cholav, that the other people who are sitting at the table are not going to serve as Shomrim. So if there's no Shina between these two individuals, they will share. And the other people at the table, they won't notice. They're in their own world. So we're not concerned about Kiruv Hadas, we're concerned about sharing. So if we're concerned about sharing, maybe the Masis Binyamin's Chiddush of other people sitting at the table will not work. But, Dave.
I hope this doesn't apply to anyone, but people tend to be more macro and halachos when other people are around.
Right, but it's not that people are not going to remember that there's an Isser Basa B'Cholav. The problem is if they share, before they know it, this guy's going to have a piece of meat in his mouth. He's drinking the milk, he might have a piece of meat. Not because he doesn't want to be medactic in the midst, so because he's just going to forget himself. But the other individuals are not going to remind them because they'll be involved in their own conversation. They're not going to remind them because they're not involved in eating Basar and Cholav. So that's the problem that we're concerned about. Ari?
I think that the Masis Binyamin is talking about they're eating with them.
Yeah,
so like, you see the basa or challah, these other people are eating with them. So they're either going to be eating basa or challah. So they're all
No. If there are other individuals eating the basa and the challah together, if they're all friends,
didn't
so then...
Didn't the case was there are other people eating with them? So
no, eating at the same table, I said. Eating at the same table.
What are they eating?
Yeah. It's even more so. They mock you more people. They're eating even together. Whether it's basa or challah, it's even more. No, it's more.
If the other individuals, okay, first of all, if the other individuals don't know them, if they're only guests, so then they're separate. Sorry?
I'm saying it helps what you're saying. It's
right,
more
if the other individuals are just guests, so then they're not going to eat from each other's plate. So there still is the issue. Or if the other individuals are just eating prior, they're eating a different meal, so then again, they're separate. So then we're only going to look at the people who are actually eating the basa and the challah. Okay, let's stop here. I just want to add a brief thought relating to Rosh Hashanah. Thank you.